This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. A recent surge in coronavirus cases in Mesa County has local public health officials urging people to be vigilant. CPR's Stina Sieg says the state has put the county on notice.
Jeff Coor, executive director of Mesa County Public Health, calls it a kind of probation period. He says the county's variance allows for a max of 75 new cases every 2 weeks. But Coor says Mesa County is averaging more than twice that.
I think sometimes people think we're immune to this. No, folks, you're not immune to this. We are seeing a lot of cases. So far, through the duration of this 7 months, we have done 3,500 contact traces. I mean, it is nonstop.
Coor says his department has submitted a mitigation plan to the state, which could yank the variants if COVID cases don't go down and put stricter measures back in place. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Republican leader in the Colorado House of Representatives says he'll step down from that role if he's reelected this November. Patrick Neville is one of the most conservative members of his caucus. He lost support from some of his colleagues because of the Republican defeats in recent elections and because of his leadership style. Neville says he's stepping down, and that allows him to work more with grassroots conservative causes. Over the summer, Neville sued the state over the mask mandates, though the Supreme Court declined to hear the case. Cooler temperatures for Denver and Colorado Springs today. This is CPR News and KRCC.